Class 3, Subject Geography, Topic A Transport. Good morning to all my Class 3 students. If I were to ask you all, how do you come to school every day? I would get different answers. Some of you will say by car, some by scooter, some by bus, bike, auto rickshaw, and the metro. Yes, all these vehicles help us to travel from one place to another. They are called means of transport. There are three main kinds of transport: land transport, water transport, and air transport. The means of transport which help us to move on land are called land transport. Example, car, scooter, taxi. The means of transport which help us to move on water are called water transport. Example, boat and ship. The means of transport which help us to move in the air are called air transport. Example, aeroplane, helicopter. For visiting places in our city, we use cycles, rickshaws, buses, cars, taxis, scooters, and auto rickshaws. To visit friends and relatives in other cities, we use trains, buses, and aeroplanes. To visit friends and relatives in other countries, we use aeroplanes and ships. You must have seen a helicopter flying about in the sky. Yes, helicopters are also an important means of transport, as they are used for military purposes and also in search and rescue work when there is a flood or drought. Sometimes food articles have to be carried from the farms to the godowns and then to the markets, or industry products have to be carried from the factories to the markets. For transporting these things, we use goods trains, trucks, ships and carts. In villages, people use bullock carts and cycles as a means of transport. We all know that a camel is called the ship of the desert. Yes, it is used as a means of transport for carrying people and goods from one place to the other. In the hilly areas, people use ponies and mules as a means of transport. Have you seen people sitting on an elephant in the forest? Yes, an elephant is used as a means of transport in the forest. Have you ever traveled in a ropeway in the mountains? Yes, it is used to transport people from one place to the other in the mountainside. In areas which are covered by snow, people use sledges. I'm sure many of you have traveled in a metro train. It is the underground railways and a very important modern means of transport used in some cities of India. So children, because of these faster and modern means of transport, it has been possible to bring different countries of the world closer. I do hope you all enjoyed the lesson. Thank you.